This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and as usual, I'm excited to be on with you. And hello, Prophecy Now listeners. Very excited to be on with you from wherever you're listening. And today is I'm hopping on really quick. I have a lot going on today in prep for leaving for Oklahoma. So this is I ain't fancy jumping on, but the Lord wanted me to release a word about March. And all my equipment left yesterday. And I realized this last night when I was going to do a regular recording with my professional. I have professional stuff, you guys. I just don't always use it because I'm not a fan. So, and I have reasons for that. But I just like being me. I'm authentic and I don't want to put a bunch of fluff into stuff. And I'm all good with being presentable, but I'm not. I just want to be me, authentic, real, and raw. And so this is me. And when I originally started, when the Lord jerked me by my neck and said, get on YouTube, I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to make me do this. I would just record because I went on a prayer drive every morning. I went to Prayer Mountain. I would hike to the top of the mountain. I would sit with God for like an hour or two. This was a daily thing. And so I would just record while I was there. And that's kind of how stuff began. Because he'd be speaking to me while I was at Prayer Mountain. And so then I would just release whatever he's telling me. And you know, I'm all for improvement and I'm fine with that. You know, getting better at things and more quality and all that good stuff. But at the same time, I feel like, at least for me anyway, the more I tried to become more presentable, the less authentic it was. And I don't like that. I didn't like that about, I don't want that on me. I'm just me, and I'm just going to obey the King of Kings and record what he tells me to record and release a word. I'm nobody special. I'm just the vessel releasing the word. Okay. And so, and I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't have good cameras. We have good cameras. We have professional equipment we use during our services that record things. We used to, back when I had the church, everything, we had the streaming programs and everything through our website. And we had all the fancy stuff, okay? And we still have all the good equipment. I just don't always use it personally for me when I have these moments. And sometimes my house is very noisy, so I come and sit in my car at the lake or something because it's quiet and nice and I can just talk to you guys without being interrupted, and I can put my phone on do not disturb and hope that I still stay do not disturbed. It doesn't always happen because my child thinks he needs to call me when I'm recording, and if I don't answer after twice, then I keep rejecting it while I'm recording a video. Then he'll text me 10 mamas. Mama, mama, mama. No. Okay. This literally, you guys, this is for real. So, this is why I'm in my car, and it's amazing because I cannot be bothered. Okay. So, this is a March word, and I wasn't sure exactly, in the spirit, times and seasons prophetically, I'm always feeling what God's doing. He's moving us towards all that good stuff. But, I hadn't really sat down and been like, okay, God, what is real for March? And if you're new to my channel, I'm going to recap a couple of things that led us to this month. Okay. Track with me and don't be skipping ahead and don't be putting on there the minutes that I start the official word. Because I want people who have not been following me to understand what's happening. So number one, 2018, when God called me to start releasing words, he basically was like, focus on the body of Christ. This was my mandate. So a lot of my words, prophetic words that he gives me and prophecies and dreams are about preparing the body of Christ, preparing his bride. And then people will message and be like, it seems like you're always getting on the body of Christ. No, it's yes. It could feel that way. Because you are the target. Because the Lord told me, Liberty, they are not ready for what's coming. He told me that in 2019. And he said, there has to be people that I raise up, that's your call, and you know, our call, my call anyway, and mandate is to focus on creating a body and pouring into the body what they need to become pure, holy, unshakable. Unshakable is a big one, and be able to be glory carriers. And so he cannot pour his glory into anyone. If you don't know the stories from the Old Testament, I love this one, you guys. I'm going to throw it in here. This probably will be a shorter video. Yes, I know I've promised that. It doesn't always happen that way. But this is my expectation. So, I love the stories in the Old Testament where they're like, the high priest would go in to the Holy of Holies and they would tie a rope around. This is for real, you guys. Tie a rope around his ankle. Because if he went in and he wasn't holy and ready, then the glory was going to smite him down. And if he ain't holy enough to go in and he gets smited, ain't nobody else going in after him, because they already know their days are done. So they would hook a rope to them for real, you guys, and just drag them out dead, because they're like, we ain't going in there. Nope. We already know we ain't holy. We ain't. Nope. We know we will die instantly. So here's the thing. God needs us to be able to enter the Holy of Holies and not die instantly, except for to our flesh and all the other things and ourself, you know, that need to go that are not of him. Those need to die off. But he needs us as the spirit man to be unshakable and be able to do it. So every word, every dream he's given me for literally 5 years has been, prepare the body, cleanse the body, de-wrinkle the body. I'm coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle. This has been like, he pounds me with it, and it's my call. And so not everybody wants to always get the spanking, but it's necessary, you guys. And so if you're newer to my channel, I'm letting you know that. If you've been following me for years, you already know what you're going to get when you watch one of my words. So, my goal is that you're growing. You know how much feedback I had on the last video? And so I'm going to tell you this too. Get on and watch, even if you're a guy and you're not a Deborah Arising, get on and watch the Breaking the Spirit of Brat video that I released. It's a prophetic word that the Lord gave me years ago. And you need to get on and watch it, because you could be male and be a brat. You could still fall in that category, but have a non-female version of it. And then you could pass the video along to other people you know it would bless. Now they might get offended with you. Just be ready. This is what we do. Jesus offends people. So, but I have not had literally everyone who has commented, all the feedback I've gotten of the thousands of people who have watched it have all been like, whoa, that was a spanking. I needed that. Thank you. Wow. I'm a brat. I didn't even know I was a brat. Oh man, I need to repent. And so that's the response that I love to get. I don't always get that response. Sometimes people not liking me, and it's okay. You don't have to like me. What matters is that you get the word, the seeds get planted, and hopefully someday, you know, you grow fruit from it, even if you didn't like receiving it in the moment because you were majorly convicted. Okay, so here's the thing. There's been a buildup for years, prophetically speaking, in the body of Christ. The Lord is preparing his remnant. And so I'm not going to go back through every word, especially for those of you who have already watched them all, maybe even five times. I don't know why you do that, but you text me or you'll email the ministry and say, I watched this video like three times. I don't know why you're watching my videos three times. Seems like you'd get annoyed with me after a little bit, but, not annoyed with Jesus, but you know, and so, getting spanked like constantly, you know, so, but I'm so excited, you guys, about March. And so, I'm so excited about March. I literally thought I was getting a phone call. I was like, that is my child. I know it. March is an exciting month, and I've been feeling it, and I've been literally preparing my spirit, preparing my staff, the team. Man, we are so excited. You guys, there's new birthings happening. The things you've been pregnant with, I know that sounds funny, but even if you're a guy, you're not pregnant like a female, but with God's new beginnings, with new giftings, the new things he wants to do. And so the March word is going to be revolved around the thought process with the birthing. Okay. Now I need you to listen. This is a word. This is a times and seasons prophecy for everyone that the Lord gave me for March. But leading into March, you guys know last year, all year, and I'm not the only prophet that's been releasing similar words, the pruning, the removal, the burning out, the consecration, the getting rid of the dead things, getting us out of the way so that we can be filled with his spirit and be used, you know, as glory carriers, basically. We're going to have to carry the glory on, you guys have to understand, on a massive scale. Massive for what is going to be coming in the end times. It's supposed to be way greater than what the apostles carried, his original apostles. We are going to be apostles, but like a whole nother level, because God already knew that it would be so evil. It would be so bad that we better have it all in here, y'all. And it better be the Holy Spirit and fire. We better have every ounce of it that we can muster, because we have to be unshakable. We have to not be the one that's like, give me five ropes to tie around, you know. No, I'm going to go into the Holy of Holies, and I can, because I've made myself presentable to be used as an unshakable remnant. And so I'm not going to have mixture. I'm not going to go with what the culture's doing. I'm not going to, you know, if you have a ministry, run a ministry based on likes and subscribers. And so sometimes, like me, people don't follow me because they say I'm too real. Because sometimes what I cut, you know, it's supposed to. The thing is, you're not going to be ready. If somebody's feeding you candy, you're just going to get overindulged, and you're going to be sick on lust and the flesh and all that. You have to be getting what's real, what's the real word of God. And so Jesus very rarely gave his disciples candy. Nope. Pretty sure they got a swat all the time, and even got told they were Satan a couple times. So here's the thing. We have to be preparing you. And so this is why I'm so real. And you guys, I'm just me. This is how God's called me to do it. This is how he's called me. This is how I preach. If I was preaching on a Sunday when I used to preach, I'm just with it. And so I'm not playing games. And so I love you guys. But because Jesus loves you is why he's handpicked certain people to be the ones that are mantled to bring these words to you, because there has to be ministries doing it. There has to be people doing it. There has to be prophets willing to speak up, whether it's popular or not, or whether you want to hear it or not. And so here I am. Okay. So the pruning, the removal, learning that the fear of the Lord is greater than anything. It's sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. It's better than gold. It's better than silver. The fear of the Lord, you guys, the pruning, the removal, get rid of the dead things. There's all this that God's been doing during the shaking. And so now we're leading into March. And as you know, the end of the year, I released a word towards the end of the year about the fountains of the deep are opening. And Jesus always prophesied as it was in the days of Noah is how it's going to be in the end times. And so because of that, we have to think like, okay, so it's like a symbolic picture, things that are happening now in the spirit. There's not a physical flood coming, but there is a spiritual flood, and we have to be unshakable. Our spiritual boats have to be ready. There's all this stuff that we have to do and we have to get ready for. So, with the whole Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, we have to be ready for the fountains of the deep. And so you guys know, I already released this. I'm not going to go into all that. But the fountains of the deep, when they were released, some of it, as I released a little short tidbit on all my other social media, here comes the rain, and it was based on a dream. God gave me a dream, and it was, here comes the sun, but the whole time it was, here comes the rain. Okay, and I don't know, this is just what he does, you guys. I don't know why. So, but the fountains of the deep are great. When it's fallen on your faithfulness and your good seeds and that fruit's coming from that, that's great. But then it also came, remember, and it poured down on the wicked and it flushed them out. Well, see, it's got to pour down on all of our wickedness first and flush us out, because we have to be holy. So it starts with us. We so badly want to point at the world and say, oh man, judgment's coming. This is for the unsaved people. No, actually it's not. It's for you as the body first. It's for me. We can't lead people if we're not holy. We can't lead people if we're not walking it out. We have to practice what we preach or what we say we believe in the word of God. And so if we're not doing that, we're no good to him. And so it sounds beautiful and amazing for those of us that have been faithful, and you know, God's told you, man, you got new fruit coming. You have new beginnings coming. I've had those words spoke over me and released to me. The new beginnings, the birthing of a new thing. Those come in many versions, you guys. So we have the fountains of the deep that want to water the seeds. Then the Lord gave me the word, it's a clean slate for 2024. And basically what he was saying was, he gave me a vision in a dream that I was on the floor and I could feel like stuff being peeled off of me. And I could see stuff being peeled off me. And then I laid there in the glory in my dream. And when I woke up, I was like, whoa. And the Lord said, Liberty, it's in the middle of the night. It's a clean slate for 2024. I'm peeling off all the old, and it's going to be a new start for you and many in the body of Christ. And I'm going to add to you and your ministry and your call what I want to add to you, to your life, to your future, whatever. Clean slate. That means everything that needed to be pruned, but also familiar spirits, old hurts, wounds that maybe we hadn't fully recovered from, just old rejections, whatever, you guys. He needed us to heal through those things, but then cleanse us at the same time. And so when he's doing that, he's preparing us to be a clean slate. So here we are, a clean slate. He's peeling stuff off. Man, it ain't easy, is it? I'm gonna get this thing to open. It's not easy, you guys. And it's not easy for the peeling, for one thing. And it can be painful. It just is what it is, you guys. It can be painful. And we don't always like it. But a clean slate is amazing, you guys. What that means is where we go from here, each new beginning he brings, I'm about to get into the March word, just hang tight. Each new beginning he brings is something new he's adding that's only of him. That's been him. He's been plotting it, planning it, brewing it, probably from the beginning of time, whatever it could be. And how exciting is it that the Lord has an amazing plan to that's been brewing for us that we don't even know about. And now all of a sudden he's awakening us to it. Some of the new things he wants to bring. And so it could be scary too. And so this is where the March word comes in. I was praying and I asked the Lord, I was like, okay, what are you saying for March? What are you wanting to reveal to your people? And he immediately said, confront. And I was like, okay. And he said, this is a month to confront. And I said, okay. And he said, my people need to confront the things that rise up that have been hidden and obscure, or I don't even know the wordage, you guys, that have been laying dormant, because there's nothing to bump up against it. But your new beginning wants to bump up against it. So then it causes manifesting, and it can show up in you like maybe you were rejected in a past relationship and God's calling you to a new relationship, or going to lead you to one eventually. Or maybe, I don't even know. But what, so then now you haven't really had to face that past rejection fully. You thought you were healed, but there's some stuff that lay dormant, because now he might face you with a new beginning, even if you don't know what it is fully yet, or who it could be with, or whatever. Or maybe you know, but I don't know. It's not happening yet or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is for you. But the thing is whatever it is, those things that have laid dormant that you thought were healed, that you thought you had peeled off, that you thought were out of your way, you find out that they're still there because you haven't done anything to bump up against it. Okay, that's the only way I put it, is nothing has happened to bump up against it. So let me read the word that he gave me, okay? As soon as he told me, confront. And so he just basically said, confront. Confront all the things the enemy has brought to disrupt and distract. This is the year of the peeling off and being given a clean slate, so the fountains of the deep can open and release and flow freely. Many are giving birth this month, and you must confront what could hinder the birth of the new thing I'm bringing into my body and into your life personally, okay? This is not a time to back down or relax. It's a time to confront. I'm just reading it from a journal, you guys, okay? It's a time to confront and allow me to work and make way for the new baby, in quotations, okay? Make way for the new baby, the new beginning, the new plans, the fresh start, to be birthed, to make way for the flow of the fountains of the deep to be released. There is beauty for ashes for all of my faithful ones, but you must confront all the enemy has attempted to use to block, prevent, and hinder my work through you. Confront your own personal fears and conquer them. You must confront and remove all the things in the way of the birthing and receiving of the new babe that's coming. Confront what will block you from ascending higher in him. We must stay alert and on guard. This is not a time to be slack. We must watch, pray, and confront. Get dressed and stay dressed so the enemy can't come steal what you've gained, preparing to get here, to where we're at in 2024, you guys. And I'm actually gonna tell you a couple of prophetic dreams that he gave me with this word, but I didn't know that's what they were until he gave me this word. And this is what he does. Gained, preparing to get here, preparing to be a clean slate so your new beginning can be birthed and bloom and bring the fruit the Lord has already been growing in you Confront all fears, laziness, complacency, and lies that would keep you from moving forward in all God's leading you to do. Move what's in the way so you can follow His leading with joy, not fear, so you can ascend to my next level for you. When you go higher, it can be scary, but it's worth it. Confront my people so old doors can fully close and you can walk through doors, new doors with peace and joy and excitement for the future. There will be new alignments, new relationships, new marriages, new provision, new strength, new joy, new love, new fruit to be gained as you confront my people confront. And all things can be cleared out of the way of this beautiful new beginning that I have for you. And so what people don't understand is new beginnings come in all different forms. So I'm going to break this down the best I can, and then I'm going to get off here. Come in different forms. And so a new beginning could be you always did this as a career, and now God's calling you into something else. And whatever it is beautiful, amazing. It's an upgrade. It's a next level. It's a promotion. But any promotion, anything laid dormant that you haven't dealt with from previous hurts, maybe concerning your career or whatever, those are going to rise up because there's been nothing to ruffle them up and to bump up against them. So now all of a sudden you're like, I had a fear I didn't know I have. Or I thought I healed from that old employer, what they did to me. And man, I'm not feeling healed all of a sudden. Like, I'm feeling scared. It's because those things were dormant. And so the Lord is saying, confront those things. Do what you have to do to get rid of them. And I'm going to give you a key or two. And I said I wouldn't make this video super long, but it doesn't always happen. So you guys, just track with me, okay? So the thing is confront. So you can go with the glory, you can go where He's leading you. You can make a move, whatever it is. It could be a move in the spirit. It could be a move in the physical. And I don't mean like physically move your house. I mean, make a move, like go in the direction He's leading you and trust it and conquer what is bumping up against it from your past. Conquer the things that have been laying dormant that you thought you were healed of. And so here's another example. And I'll just say this, especially for those of you that have ex-marriages or have had ex-relationships or whatever, you might have had an ex-relationship. You've had a time of not being in a relationship, being singleness. You're running with Jesus. It's all great and everything. But then now He might call you out of that and you're like, oh man. And so then all of a sudden, the things you thought you were healed of from your previous rejections, they rise up. And now you're like, oh man, I'm afraid of that. Or what if I get rejected? Or what if? And so then what happens is those dormant things are bumping up against your new beginning. A new beginning can bring manifesting, and the Lord needs you to confront it and conquer it, whatever it is. And so we have to receive the new baby, okay? So to receive the new baby with joy, there's things that are going to happen during the birthing and the delivery. It's got to push other things out of the way. But when that's happening, it can feel very scary. And so I had a dream. So here's a couple of dreams I had. I had a dream where I was ascending. This is not the shark dream. This is a different one. I have a lot of ascending dreams. So I was ascending and I knew that I would need to like do this like bungee jump thing that was going to be really high up. Okay. And I'm not a fan. Nope. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. And I knew it was the Lord taking me higher. Okay. Into something I knew it was going to be new. Okay. And it is coming. I don't know fully what it all is yet, but I don't know, maybe the angels visit me, you guys, they tell me things. So, but we get scared and we're like, how about if I just keep running with Jesus and I can just act like that's not happening? Because kind of like how I felt when I had to get on YouTube. I was not a fan. So it's not that I'm not a fan of certain things. I want whatever the Lord has for me. But at the same time, I'm like, help. And so what happens is in the dream, I was ascending. And I remember I got halfway up to what I knew I was headed to this new beginning. I didn't know what it was. I still don't know what it is. I'm waiting. So for whatever he's going to show me, a sign will come eventually. The angels have been visiting me with stuff. So, but I've seen no physical proof outside the angels doing things and being funny. So, and I love them. Thank you, angels. So in this dream, I woke up and I was like, okay, God, that was a spanking. I got some fears hiding in there, and you're telling me I got to conquer them to ascend. And the thing is, it could be anything, you guys, anything that Lord needs you to ascend in. And like I was saying, it could be as simple as going into this particular job where you were previously hurt by another employer with a similar career or whatever. And so then you have a fear there, but you don't know you still have it until it's time to be promoted. Or you've been single and you're going to get, God might bring marriage to you, but now you're like, oh man, you have to face old fears of old things that you thought you dealt with, but nothing bumped up against it. Nothing was coming to make those things manifest. And so now, all of a sudden, you're like, you know, that your new beginning could be, like the Lord said, a new relationship, new alignment, new marriages, new provision, new strength, new joy, new love, new fruit. But here's the thing, any of those new beginnings, because a new beginning, like I said, could be anything. It could be marriage, or it could be a new career, or it could be growing your ministry, or it could be something God wants you to add to the ministry you're doing. And you're like, I don't know, but he needs you to expand and grow. And so whatever it is that he's calling you to do, that's a new beginning. It's going to come up against dormant things. And the Lord is saying right now, today, in the month of March, confront my people, confront. So in that dream, I didn't know it was going to go with this word, because I had the dream like 2 months ago. And I know where it comes from, because some of it is him dealing with me, my own self, but then it turns into a body of Christ word. That's always how he does it. And it's always about the body of Christ usually, but I always deal with myself first. I'm like, I repent. And then I make sure that I'm like, okay, I got to search myself first before I go preaching any word to anybody. So, but I was like, okay, God, there's something I'm afraid of. But I knew that it was something going to be something beautiful and wonderful. But I was just like, I don't know. This is a little scary. And so that's what it feels like. You're bumping up against old things that would want to keep you from ascending. And ascending doesn't mean you're literally going higher and God's going to make you go 300 feet in the air. It's spiritual. And so... you know how many people faint on their wedding day? How do you think most funniest home videos stayed in business? Was fainting grooms and fainting brides, or puking, or whatever, something. So because even the most wonderful things can scare you half to death. So, because it's new. And even if it's of the Lord and it's beautiful and you know he's leading you in a certain direction, so here's what he's doing. When you confront, he's forcing you to attain that new beginning. You have to be delivered of that thing that's rising up that's been dormant. So basically, he's not letting you move on and grab on to that beautiful new thing, whatever it is, without deliverance. He's going to force you to be set free from some things, because those things have to be left in the past. And so therefore, for example, maybe, I don't even know, you guys, I'm just using these examples because these are big ones, especially with women who have had, or anyone who, men, there's a lot of men that there's so many, there's a lot of damage happening or exposure in marriages, okay, in recent 5 to 10 years, okay? So anyone in relationships, man, that's the most hurtful thing. And so if you know God's calling you into something or whatever, let's say he's leading you in a direction and you're like, your fears rise up, the old things, and now God's like, you got to confront them. The only way you can move on to this new thing is to confront that. And then it means you have to make a move. So what that means is what you're afraid to do to obtain this new thing or see if it's going to be a new thing is you have to make a move. And you have to know it going into it, fearing rejection, that you could be rejected. So whether it's asking someone on a date, I don't know. I guess people still do that. I do not know because I do not date. I don't plan to date until it's the one. And you're probably thinking, that's nuts. No. If they're the one, I'll know and I'll say yes. If they're not, it's a no for everybody else. That's how that goes. I'm going to keep trucking with Jesus. And if the one shows up, if that's what God has for me, I'll know in the spirit. I'll know. And then I'll say yes. And then it's because they're the one. And I'll know they're the one. I'm not dating 30 people. I don't want anything to do with any of that. And so it's me and Jesus all the way until the one. And when if I get approached and they're the one and I know they are, it'll be a yes. It's because I already know they're the one. So get into spirit, you guys, and have some discernment so that you can do it that way also. Because you know what? You waste a lot of headache. You're not going to have a lot of headache. You're wasting time. I'm just saying. So that's a whole nother thing. I could do another video on the dating and the marriage thing. Okay. So, but the thing is, if you want to do something, you have to move past the thought that you could get rejected. You could, you know, whatever. If you apply for a college you want to go to, or you want to get promoted or try for this new level going up in your career, there's a possibility of rejection, you guys. There's a possibility. You have to face your fears. You have to confront what has laid dormant and, okay, my gosh, people. I have it on do not disturb, you guys. We have to confront those things. So in the midst of confronting them, we're removing them out of the way of the new beginning. So here's what the Lord wants to tell you. And I have to go because I have a meeting in like 20 minutes. See, you guys, I'm prophetic and I'm just could be all over the place every now and then. Forgive me, Jesus. Okay. I'm going to pray with you. So I think you get the drift. Okay. The second dream I had was about getting dressed and ready. And, it just literally goes. I can't go into all that. I'll go more into it later, but he needs us to be dressed and ready. Go to the verse in about having oil in our lamps. He needs us to be dressed and ready. But that goes for any new beginning, any new thing he's doing, whatever. We have to do what's necessary. And sometimes that means deliverance. Sometimes that means conquering a fear. Sometimes it means choosing the truth and joy over what we know from the past, what's been done to us in the past. And so the Lord said, this is the month of confronting because many are pregnant and he's wanting to give birth to a new beginning for you. He wants to bring new things into your life, new alignments, a new marriage, a new love life, a new relationship, new fruit, new strength, new joy, a new career, expansion, you know, taking out the tent pegs and expanding your territory, whatever it is, that new beginning he wants to bring, then he needs you to confront. And when you confront, you're going to conquer that thing and you're going to make a move and you're going to stop being afraid of rejection or stop being afraid of not having provision for the vision or whatever it is that's holding you back. Okay. And so, Lord, I just pray for every person at the sound of my voice. I just pray, Lord, that you would give them strength this month to give birth to what you have impregnated them with, Lord, the new beginning that you have upon them, that you would help them to conquer those old things that are bumping up against the new beginning. Help them to close the doors, Lord, to officially allow things to be peeled off so they can move forward in victory and conquer those things that have been laying dormant that want to come up and put a wall up to prevent them from making the next step in what you're leading them in. Lord, we will obey you. We will follow your leading. We will trust you that you know and that we're not going to get rejected. We don't have to be afraid. Everything is for your glory and for our good, that you would not lead us in a direction that is not of you. And so, Lord, we say, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, senses to smell in the spirit. Give us eyes to see the angelic activity around us. Show us your glory and your kingdom, Lord, and help us to be obedient to following the promptings of the Spirit. And even if it means ascending higher than we want to go, even when it's a good ascending, man, it can be scary, you guys. I got lots of things I could say I'm scared of, but here's the thing. To ascend, you have to conquer those things. You have to confront what rises up to keep you from birthing or stepping into that the desires of your heart. God maybe wants to give you the desires of your heart that you've never had for, I don't even know, 20 years. And he's like, I'm ready to, I have it for you. Here's, I'm bringing it to you on a silver platter. Here's what you've been praying. Here's what you don't know you wanted, but it's here now. Go get it. Make a move. Don't be afraid to ascend, you guys. It's literally that it. Confront the things that would stop you from ascending. And just do it, you guys. Lord, we just say, help us to do it, Lord. Help us to ascend without fear. Help us to step into the new without having a panic attack, you know, or fainting or something. And so help us to do it, Jesus, without never being delivered and being held back. God's moving faster now, you guys. Time is speeding up because there's certain things he needs. There's certain alignments, certain marriages, certain ministries, certain fruit, certain calls, mantles that must go forth that he has already planned from the beginning of time are supposed to be a thing. They're